one more night before Christmas Day when it's all about giving. It's all about giving. When Christ gave his son, it promotes in the hearts of people to give. It promotes in the hearts of his children to give. And I think that when we hand out presents, whether it's Sunday night or Monday morning, it's a tradition that we do for Christmas. It's one of the things besides having a tree and having the lights and the wreaths. It's one of the traditions based on the Lord's gift to us. This morning we taught about joy. We taught that joy is the everlasting gift. I want to read just a portion of this morning's verses, Luke 2, 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests." Remember this morning that we found out that you actually can wrap joy. It's wrapped in swaddling clothes. There's a song, I don't believe I know it. Maybe Roger or somebody can help me, but it says, "There'll be no sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine. For Christ himself is light up there. We'll live on love divine." You've heard other songs about glory, right? You remember this one. Probably when you were young, you sang it in Sunday school. Do you, Lord, oh, do you remember me? Do you, Lord, oh, do you remember me? You say it three times, and then you say, "Way beyond the blue, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun." Glory land. Now, wait a minute. The glory of the Lord shone around them. From glory land? Is glory a destination? Is it a person? We remembered several weeks ago, I think maybe even a few months ago, we learned that the word glory means weight, very heavy. God is very, very, very heavy. I mean, all the magnifying truth and thoughts and light and perfection, that's who he is, and love. Glory land? Glory land is where the Lord is. He says, "My throne is in heaven." You remember the next song. You remember this song. "This train is bound for glory. This train." Who knows that song? Come on, raise your hand. We're going to sing this a little bit, okay? If you know it, sing it with me. "This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory. This train." I see Roger smiling. Those are great old songs. Because we're going someplace. Remember that old, that kind of a newer song that says, "The dark train, that long dark train. Don't belong black train. Don't get on that long black train. Big, deep voice." We're not on that train. We're on a train that goes to glory land. But it's not a worldly destination. It is not some place where you're going to set up a camp, as it were. It's a heavenly destination. It is actually a spiritual destination where you will be changed into the image of Christ. You already are positionally in your heart, but watch what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory. Now, we've accepted that joy. We found out this morning that if we just draw near the Lord, we can be reminded and be joyful. And when we're in a dark place and a sad place, we can go there on our faces and say, Lord, I need your happiness. I need your joy. Remind me of this glory. The Lord wants you happy. That's not his, remember, he's got his priorities and how to get you there. But he has glory in mind for you because that's who he is. He has given you a destination. This morning, we talked about receiving. We talked about when the shepherds heard of the baby wrapped, that joy wrapped in swaddling cloths, that they hastened to go there. And when they turned from there, they couldn't help but exude joy. They praised God like the angels did. And then they went away telling others. They went away giving that gift that they had received. They couldn't help it. You see, it is of faith to receive a gift. It is of faith to receive a gift from God who you do not see. Remember what Peter said, though you don't see him, you love him. You love him. That's faith. But it is a mature faith that gives, that gives. See, it's faith to receive, but a mature faith gives because of what the Lord promised. Remember what he promised. My prayer is not for them alone. He's saying to the 12, about the 12, actually about the 11 at that time. He's talking to the Lord and he's saying, Lord, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Now, remember what we said this morning, that they, the shepherds, walked away with nothing else. They didn't get more land or house or a paycheck, a bonus for the year. They didn't get anything tangible. But when they heard the message, they went away and rejoiced over what they had heard. And when you go into your closet, you will walk away. If you are intimate with the Lord, you will walk away rejoicing for what you have heard. And by the way, practice makes perfect. So I pray also for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you and I in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory. Did you hear that? Jesus is saying to you about you. He's talking about you. He's talking to the Father about you. I have given you the glory that you gave me, that you may be one as we are one. Glory is a destination. And there is a glory train. Jesus' prayer was not only for his disciples, it was for us. But remember, a mature faith gives. And so this message that brings you and me joy, and when we hand out the gifts tonight and tomorrow morning and we're reminded of what Christ did for us and we're happily giving, we're remembering what God gave to us. Let us remember to give to others. You know, tonight is a relative peace. I mean, things have kind of settled down a little. Oh, there's things happening. But things have really kind of just settled down. It's a relative peace. We talked about it. In Augustine's Rome, you're going to have a relative peace, Pax Romana. It doesn't really mean what it means. But until the Lord comes, will be our perfect peace. We do not know what we'll face next year. We do not know what we'll face tomorrow after Christmas Day. But because of this gift that has given to us, when we hear it, we can tap into the Lord and say, Lord, I need your peace. I want your joy. And it is promised to us. The question is, will we be mature and pass it on to others who are in the darkness? Remember the shepherds. They were afraid. They were in the dark. And they were watching because they were afraid. And the Lord came and gave them a gift. This peace that we speak of tonight is not simply for the shepherds. It wasn't simply for the 12 disciples. It is for you. It is yours. Most of you, I pray all of you know it. But what will we do with it? Who will we give it to? Let's be a mature gift giver. We're going to have Joe Mason come up and pray for us.
So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus Christ, your one and only dearly loved Son, and for the wonderful gift that you have given us, and in the same way, Lord, that we would be a giving people who share in your glory by, Lord, spreading the gospel, by, Lord, just being beacons of your love, being those who would be a witness and a testimony for you, both in word and deed. I pray your blessing on each one who has come out this evening. Be with the families over this holiday, just for your spirit of grace and peace. Help us, O Lord, to be a light, a witness, and a love to your people over this most wonderful of holidays. And we give you the thanks for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Heaven.
live.